One of this year's Grammy nominations in country music went to a little-known group called Bering Strait for the song Bering Strait. These musicians started out a lot farther from rural America than your typical country music artist. They are from Russia. Jagged Edge of a Broken Heart is on Bering Strait's debut CD. A documentary called The Ballad of Bering Strait premieres tonight in New York. It chronicles the Russians' rocky road to recording a country album. And PR's Renee Montaigne reports.
There's a scene in The Ballad of Bering Strait, directed by Nina Seavey, that underscores how very American bluegrass and country music is. It shows Ilya Toshinsky, who plays lead banjo and guitar, taking his conservatory exam at an elite music school in Moscow. Two professors eye him skeptically as the young musician sets a banjo on his knee and informs them that he will be playing a classic bluegrass song.
It's a Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Foggy, like Tumanada.
Before long, Ilya Toshinsky has completely won over his small audience.
When people think about the banjo in Russia, most of the time they'll think about four-string banjo, more like a Dixieland style, and they're not really familiar with the bluegrass picking, and my professors were really amazed by it. And
well, they were sort of tapping their feet in spite. They looked pretty happy at the end.
Yeah, all that bluegrass training is paying off.
Ilya Toshinsky, like the other members of Bering Strait, is still in his early 20s, but he's been playing country and bluegrass for over a dozen years. As a kid, growing up in a city near Moscow, his parents sent him to music school to learn the classics. Instead, Toshinsky fell under the spell of Earl Scruggs. A music teacher there had managed, during the Soviet era, to collect LPs of Bill Monroe and other country bluegrass masters. With no live American country to be heard in Russia, the teacher started a student band, which included young Ilya and also the then 10-year-old Natasha Borsalova, who's now lead singer for Bering Strait.
He was our classical guitar teacher, and he wanted us to play bluegrass because he thought that it would be a great addition to our classical training because it was so technical, you know, so difficult to play.
I remember the first time I heard the banjo, and it was Earl Scruggs' tune, Cumberland Gap. It completely changed my kind of view on music because it's a fast picking. And also, besides that, there's a whole aspect of improvisation. And the whole sound and the spirit of bluegrass just was so awesome. It was instant love.
Bluegrass led to country, which led, in turn, to Nashville. Ilya Toshinsky, Natasha Borsalova, and their bandmates have called Nashville home for several years now. And they mostly play the sort of country music you hear on the radio. Songs like this one, Tell Me Tonight.
Welcome to my eyes, baby.
The one thing Bering Strait has tried to avoid, says Ilya Toshinsky, is becoming a novelty act. But the band does include in their performances one traditional song, Russian country, if you will, and Perushka Piranha has turned out to be a real crowd pleaser.
I think why it's so cool is because it's almost like a combination of two cultures. We play a Russian folk song, but we play it as it is a bluegrass song, you know, and people really love that.
One scene in the documentary The Ballad of Bering Strait does prove, however, just how far these six Russian transplants have succeeded in what they set out to do, playing country music well enough to fool the natives. Director Nina Seavey says the scene started out as a little test for the group.
We took it to the people that we thought would be spontaneous. We went to a Hell's Angels bar on the Alabama border.
I could be persuaded.
Nina Seavey put a song by Bering Strait up on the jukebox, and
there was no sense that, you know, there was anything any different from Kathy's Tavern all the way to Moscow.
I like it. That's good music. That's good music. She don't sound like no Russian or anything like that. She sounds like an American that's got her heart into her music.
How are you?
She sounded like she was Southern.
She Russian? No, I wouldn't have had any idea.
They don't know they're Russian. They don't know she's Russian. They think she's got her heart and her soul in the country music. And so when we reveal, because we, of course, don't tell them that they're Russian to begin with, they're shocked. I mean, they can't believe it, and they can't believe that her name is Natasha Borzilova.
The what? Natasha Borzilova.
Say what now? Inia Toshinsky.
I can't say that.
Well, now they're going to have to change them names.
Actually, probably not, especially if come this Sunday the band manages to pull off a coup, becoming the first Russians to win a Grammy for a country song. The tune is Bering Strait. It's up for Best Country Instrumental. I'm Renee Montague, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.